Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. This week, we have the privilege to hear from Pastor Bill. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
Give the Lord a hand, will you? Go ahead. Hey, 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is," everybody with me, "liberty." Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In Romans 8:2, the Bible says that Romans 8:1, "There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And for the Spirit of the law in Christ Jesus has made me free. Everybody say free. Okay, say it like you mean it. Free.
Free.
Free from the law of sin and death. See, this is pivotal now. See, what we're doing now, from now through the whole month of June, and let me just tell you about June. You're not thinking June anymore. You're thinking big June. I mean big June. God's gonna come up, cause blessings to come upon you and overtake you. And listen, it's not mystic, it's not magical, it's not about anything that you've done other than you have been expectant about what he's gonna do. See, that's what God cares about. But in Romans 8:2, it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me" what? "Free from the law of sin and death." See, now, I want to stop there, and I want to think about church, and I want to think about years of church, because a lot of you guys have been in church for years or been around the church for years. Why are we still entangled? Why are we still in bondage? Why are there still addictions that come into play? Why is our flesh so strong when it's like, oh my gosh, but man, my flesh, I'm just so weak in this area. Why does that happen? And I'll tell you, it's interesting because the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the churches at Galatia because of this matter. And I'll tell you something that you may not have thought about up to now. And I think it is just so easy for us now to comprehend this and understand it. Maybe hadn't thought about it up to now. So if we just begin to think about it from a different place. See, maybe the reason, because what Paul said is, "Who has bewitched you?" See, he started these churches in Galatia, and then guys came in and they brought rules and regulations from the law into play. David talked about circumcision. They talked about all kinds of bringing those things back into play. And Paul said, "Wait a second, why would you do this?" Man, in the first chapter of the book of Galatians, it says even this: "Why would you go to a different gospel?" The Amplified says, "An opposition gospel." Man, an opposition gospel that it's not just the freedom. You know, it's interesting because Paul starts these letters with "grace and peace unto you." Man, grace is not his mercy. See, I think all too often we get so sloppy with our terms and our terminology that we think that grace and mercy are synonymous, and they're not. Man, God's grace is his power, that I'm saved by his power and his unmerited favor. I don't deserve it. I couldn't have earned it. But you know what? God gives it to me, and he continually gives me his grace. And you know what Paul says? "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you." See, man, he's just saying, look, we've got to pour this on. We've got to make sure that this is in the front of our mind. That it is not what we do. It is not because of the boxes we've checked. It's always by his Spirit. It's always because of God's graciousness that's in our lives. Man, he writes in Galatians 1 where he says, Galatians 1:5, where he says, man, why have you switched? Why have you crossed back over? What are you doing? And that's what this whole month is going to do. Because I think what happens is that we start seeing things through different filters. And we put filters on things. And I believe that's how racism comes into play in people's lives. It's because they're looking at people through filters. Or they're looking at people not about who they are, Not about, no, but about a preconceived notion. I believe that's that a lot of that's all of the bigotry that we have to deal with from people personally in our lives, that we're thinking, why do I have an attitude about these people? Why would I have an attitude about him or her? I've never met them. But why? Because of the filter. And seeing what Paul says is, listen, man, why have you put this filter on your life now where now you see things, listen, through rules and regulations and not through the relationship that you have with Jesus. See, that's the key. The key is that, and when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived them unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they'd been with Jesus. See, that's the key. The key to this whole thing. You know, you think about all the way back in Genesis when, you know, God put Adam in the garden, and he said, everything in that garden is for your pleasure. Everything in that garden is for you to live just an incredible life. Everything. He said, but listen, man, in the middle of the garden here, there's two trees. One's a tree of life. Man, you want to partake of that tree. The other is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, that tree is going to be here. That tree is going to be flourishing, but that tree, of the fruit of that tree, you should never eat. Don't ever eat of that tree, because if you do, you will surely die. Now think about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What that does is it empowers your flesh is all that is. If you just want to know, I mean, the basic working definition of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil for me is for me to be able to empower my flesh. Man, that's where gossip comes from. That's where all kinds of juicy things that we want to hear. We want to talk about it from people's lives. We want to know the nitty gritty where it's like, no. You know what Paul goes even back to that. He says, look, I purpose to know no man by the flesh, but by the Spirit. I mean, you think about that. Man, you think about that how important that this place is to me. How important this place is to me, because everything about this church, the policing of this church, the politics of this church, is all about keeping the word first, is all about keeping God's promises primary in our lives, is to make sure that, man, we can't mess with that. Man, we've got to be delivering the goods from God's word. Does that make sense? And not our opinions. Man, you don't need my opinion on things. Man, what you need is, man, how do I get free? How do I get free and how do I stay free? Man, where the Bible talks about us being entangled again, or that sin that so easily besets us. Why? Because we start looking at our lives and we start looking at our relationship with God. We start looking at our relationship with other people. You know what's interesting? This filter is amazing. The filter that is rules and regulations that the Judaizers tried to bring into the churches at Galatia. But what's interesting is I started thinking about people, how people viewed me. And it's funny how people view Pastor Sandy. And it's funny because here we are, we're the founding pastors of the church. And more often than not, people will come up to me and they'll say, I'll say, man, why didn't you call me? Or why didn't you let me know? Oh, you're too busy. We hear that a lot. Or yeah, we didn't think about calling you because, man, you got a lot going on. I hear that a lot. And some of you guys have said that. And you know what? I wonder why that happens. And I know that we can look at it practically, but could that be that you look at God that way too? That you're looking at your relationship with God, that he's busy, you don't want to bother him, the little details of your life would be too tenuous for him, that now we... And I think that what you have to understand is that's all God's about is the details of your life. Do you understand that? All God cares about are those little things. All God cares about are those things, those day in and day out, those things where we're like, man, there's so many times that, man, Sandy and I will be talking about something and she'll say, have you prayed about this? Or, man, what have you brought this before God? Or it's like, oh, yeah, but it's something that we could handle on our own. Do you understand that that's the connection that we have to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and not the tree of life? The tree of life, I'm taking it to God. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I can take care of it myself. See, that's what that is, that tree. And it says, I think in the third chapter of Genesis, it talks about that the serpent came who was cunning. And you know what he did? He deceived Eve. Man, it wasn't about her eating an apple. It wasn't going to taste good. He just, you know what he did? It's interesting because he said, listen, I know that you think that God said that you, if you partake of this, you'll surely die. He said, you're not going to surely die. Do you understand she had no concept of death? Do you understand that? Do you understand that death was completely foreign to her? So she heard secondhand from Adam what God told Adam, that look, we don't partake of that tree because if we do, we'll surely die. There's no concept of death. None at all for her. So now here she is, and here's the serpent who came, and it said the most cunning. See, what did he bring? You're not going to surely die. The first thing, the initial seed, was that he brought confusion. Do you see that? Man, the deception brought confusion. And what did that confusion then? When they partook of that tree, then they went and hid from God. And they covered themselves because they realized they were naked. And God said, who told you were naked? Who told you that? See, he realized what they had done, but he went to the heart of the issue, their mindset now. See, it shifted. Their mindset shifted because now they realized, man, now they saw it, that confusion brought guilt and shame. They lost their innocence. And now they were vulnerable. And I believe that right there is why people get entangled in addiction, in other things, because they're vulnerable. I feel vulnerable. So now what do I have to do? I get to go sneak around and hide to do this. Man, I hope nobody finds out what I do on my own. I hope that, but and see, those kind of things, it's all rules and regulations. See, who has bewitched you is what Paul said. See, all God is love. Remember? See, I have to realize, wait a second, I love him because he first loved me. I love you because he first loved me. I love you because he first loved me. See, that's where it all goes back to, that God is love. It's not about how fast we can run, how much we can carry, how many verses we can. Man, Jesus even, he said, look, you study the scriptures and you don't ever even come to me. Jesus said that. Man, I'm not saying don't study the scriptures, and he's not saying that either. But do you understand? Everything that we do now has to be filtered through our relationship with Jesus, our relationship with God, and not the rules and regulations, the do's and the don'ts. See, that's what most of the world, I believe, thinks about Christianity. They think about Christianity. We get put in the same category as Islam. We get put in the same category as the Buddhists and the Hindus. It's just a religion that's in the world. It's just a belief in the world. And you know what? I'm telling you, it is completely different than all of them. All of them. See, the relationship that we have with God now was paid for by Jesus sacrificing his life. And I'll tell you what I'm going to lead in next week with. And this may not be, you might have to really make yourself come now. But man, freedom, true freedom comes first by sacrifice. What am I willing to sacrifice? What am I willing to lay aside? What am I willing to not partake of? See, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it's going to satisfy and it's going to fuel my flesh, how strong I am, how much I can get through, how much I can do. Man, the tree of life, oh my gosh. I tap into everything that God's about, the most incredible life imaginable. See, there's going to be, you can go to the website through this time. I'm going to put notes up. I'm going to post a blog this week just to give you scriptures to arm you. Listen, for the life of freedom that God's promised you, there's freedom in Jesus. There's bondage in religion. If a Christian is in bondage, it's because of religion. It's not because that they're Christians. I just want you, through these times, to be able to access that freedom and that healing when the Spirit of God's moving in this place like He is and He was. And I want you to look at it now, and we're at the end of this service, and I want to be cognizant of your time, but I also want you to leave here, and if you can't get free here, that you can see freedom from here. And then you keep coming back. If you get in this room, you're going to get free. I'm just telling you, that's what's going to happen the month of June. If you can get yourself here, if you can get people here, you and they are going to get free. Because that's what, man, we're going to proclaim that. And by our words, we're justified, and by our words, we're condemned. And I'm telling you, the justification of our words here are freedom. And that's what you're going to get. It's going to be a big June. But see, freedom from one, from what? From sickness, from poverty, from death. Freedom. Man, you knock those out, man, all the rest of them, we can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Why? Now we're free of those. Man, we're not entangled with the bondage of poverty, sickness, or death. If you're here today and, man, that's something that you've identified in your life, that, man, it's not just a lid in your life, it's a true bondage in your life. I'm going to pray, and I want you to receive the freeing power of God. It's in an instant that God gives it to us. But now we just walk it out. Now we live our lives freely. You might think about what's happening tonight on Brookside, that the Team Guts are getting together, that, man, if you're truly bound in an area, man, just go to dinner with some Christians tonight. I'm telling you, it's that simple. It works for me. Man, if I isolate myself, if I don't have the people that God's put around me in my life, man, I'll tell you what, I get goofy. Man, don't ask Sandy about that, because it gets weighty. But I'm just telling you, man, when I'm around the right people, man, I'm thinking the right things. I'm talking about the right things. And my life is about the right thing. Cool? God, I pray right now for every man and woman in this place. God, I thank you that your hand's on every life in this place. And God, I pray for people specifically that have realized bondage that's in their lives, God, that they're bound by an addiction, by fear, by anxiety, by insecurity. God, whatever it is, God, I thank you that whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And we receive that freedom today in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that our lives are in your hands. And God, we visualize your hands right here and right now. And we visualize the freedom of being in your hands. How liberating that is. God, it's for freedom that you have set us free. If you're here and say, Pastor, my life's not right with God, I need to give my life to God today. I need to make Jesus the Lord of my life. Whether you've done it before or you've never done it, man, He loves you so much, and He first loves you. Man, there's nothing you can do to get your life in order to be right with God. It's just simply, listen, remember that sacrifice where you say, God, I just give you my life. It's a sacrifice. And what God does is He gives you a life-for-life exchange. So if you're here and your life's not right with God for whatever reason, let's all pray together. Listen, let's profess Jesus as Lord of our lives, and then let's proclaim freedom in our lives. You guys with me on this? So everybody sit up and get ready. Let's make a profession of faith today. Father God, I give you my life. I thank you now for the great life that you've given me through your Son Jesus, my Lord and Savior. I trust you, God. My life is in your hands, and in your hands is freedom and liberty. Old bondages don't hold me. The chains of life don't hold me down. God, I thank you that the tree of life is where I live, and I thank you for the sanctuary you've given me in my heart, that you live big in me. I'm going to heaven. I really am. I'm going to heaven, and I'll never smell the scent of hell. In Jesus' name. Let's say it again. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.